This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Little known, 1 year after chromium contamination reported in the regional aquifer. A year ago, on December 23, 2005, the DOE and LANL reported chromium contamination in the regional aquifer beneath LANL at 8 times the New Mexico groundwater quality standard and 4 times the federal drinking water standard. Despite the year that has passed, DOE and LANL still have not determined the direction or the extent of the contaminant plume. In March 2006, the public learned that the chromium in the aquifer is toxic hexavalent chromium, which was made famous in the movie Erin Brockovich. The Environmental Protection Agency has found hexavalent chromium to be toxic even from brief exposure. Hexavalent chromium may cause lung cancer and can damage the kidney, liver, circulatory system, and nerve tissues. Robert H. Gilkison, registered geologist, said, quote, "We know the contamination level is high and the concentrations are growing with each sample. We know that the contamination is located in the aquifer strata, which will allow it to travel quickly, but we still do not know how close the contamination plume is to the drinking water wells," end quote. Gilkison was a lead consultant for LANL's well drinking program. The regional aquifer is the sole drinking water supply for Los Alamos County. The chromium was found in a characterization well named Regional Well 28, R28, in Mortondet Canyon. It is surrounded by 5 of the Los Alamos County drinking water wells, 2 of which are the most productive wells in the system. LANL has proposed drilling a new well to determine the direction of the plume. The location of this well would be between R28 and the most productive drinking water well, Pajarito Mesa 3. However, the drilling will be delayed until March 2007, 15 months after the chromium was first reported to the public. LANL first knew about the rising levels of chromium contamination in January 2004. When first discovered, the levels were 4 times the New Mexico groundwater quality standard and 2 times the federal drinking water standard. At that time, DOE LANL and the New Mexico Environment Department, NMED, were in negotiations for the fence-to-fence cleanup of LANL property. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, "CCNS believes that the cleanup consent order would be more protective of human health and the environment had LANL reported the contamination when first discovered during the negotiations," end quote. Once the contamination was reported, NMED responded with a notice of violation to DOE and LANL with a potential fine of $795,000. Chromium is not the only LANL contaminant which threatens drinking water. In June, DOE released data on the current conditions which revealed increasing levels of contaminants in Los Alamos County drinking water wells and the Buckman well field, which supplies Santa Fe residents with over 40% of their drinking water. These contaminants include neptunium, a radionuclide with similar health impacts to plutonium and directly related to nuclear weapons. Neptunium was found at levels above the current drinking water standards in Los Alamos County drinking water wells. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, "DOE and LANL must address this environmental emergency more efficiently and effectively than they have thus far," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.